to a very, very awaited episode of The Scenario. You're getting this on a Friday, even though we promised you that we would be on Wednesdays. Shit happens, man. Sorry about
it. It's a Black Wednesday.
Yeah, and it's going into the holidays.
So it's kind of really like Wednesday.
Yeah, we doing what we can do to help y'all out and be better people.
Because it's like Sunday is going to be like the fake Friday because you ain't got to do nothing on Monday.
How many people really get out in the street? You think like I wonder aggregate-wise, we were talking about this before we went off air, before we started. Just in general, how many people you think on Memorial Day, are just blasted out of their mind?
Well, it depends on the age bracket. There was a time. 21 to 40?
Yeah.
Well, that's a huge, huge swath of people.
I think that depends on your area.
No, man, that's huge. Because, I'm in that bracket, and I don't do anything anywhere near what I did when I was...
If you go to Cali, though, or you...
When I was 30, it was different than when I was 25. It was different than when I was 21.
But I think that Memorial Day, I think it's kind of... It kind of all morphs together because cats get the kick in it and the sun.
I think you speaking for yourself. I think that's how you... You still living like you 21.
No. That's not true.
You finna go and get it in, and you trying to bring other people with you.
No, I would never do that. I do my dirt by my lonely.
Oh, okay. Is that it? So now you've already given away the point because you said it's dirt. You've already said it's dirt.
No. I'm just saying. But I'm saying it seriously, though. I just wonder how many people literally... Just go hard like that, and you'd be like, damn, Becky and then went hard.
Do you still have a homeboy that goes too hard for where he's at in life?
I don't know. I don't have, if somebody goes hard, it's be like, okay, it's a holiday, or it's every now and then. It's not like every weekend. I don't even see all my friends every weekend, or every week.
Or every month.
Yeah. It's period. It's swaths of time.
How long is a swath of time? Just a general swath. How much time is that?
A swath is like a good 2 months.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just swap it.
That feels like a swath. I'm with that.
Yeah, like 2 months. If it wasn't for group me and text groups and all this stuff, I would just be a motherfucker just by myself.
But do you think that if we didn't have group me and text and all that stuff, that we would probably have more of that get up time?
No, I think it'd be less. You got to actually coordinate with stuff. You got to think, I got to be at the crib. If we some of the 80s and 90s, I have to be at the crib for you to call me to make sure, to see if I'm going to come. Then you got to call Chris. Then you got to call Terry. Then you got to call Brad, everybody else. Get everybody together. Then call back and make sure everybody going to make sure they be there at the sports bar on Friday.
Okay.
Or that's when the Spotlight Cheers is popping, or you had the spot. You just knew 7 o'clock on Thursdays.
Wait, you talking about Sam Malone Cheers?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I think that was more pertinent then. And I know on Thursdays and Wednesday nights, everybody gonna be there. I don't have to call nobody; they just know to be there.
Okay.
Now it's a little bit more coordinated. I think we frequent more different places now, so it's not like neighborhood kind of bars like that or neighborhood places as much. There are, but not like where you yo, I ain't gotta even call Matt; he gonna be at Hadley's.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no
Hadley's, damn.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to keep it old as possible.
Yeah, you succeeded.
So go ahead, man. Jump in real quick before we...
Yo, so,
in.
while we're talking about, Memorial Day, my thing about it is that I get really confused. I think most people don't really know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. You'll see people wishing completely alive and functioning cats that was in the military happy Memorial Day. I'd be like, yo, this isn't for him. This is for other people that maybe didn't make it home, but still, people be out there, happy Memorial Day to all our troops, respect the troops. So I was like, damn, hold on, bro, you don't want them celebrating this. In general, this is if somebody wishes you, says, hey, man, happy birthday on your ex's birthday. And you'd be like, man, I don't want to think about that, bro.
I ain't been with her in a long time.
But hey, happy birthday. You going to kick it with her? And then you over there looking like Gendry.
Motherfucker said gingery.
You didn't got the super curve, and you still got to hang out either way. But Memorial Day is one of them holidays that's got it's got a bigger respect than I think you would think the holiday usually get, because you're getting time off no matter what for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
There's a lot more popular holidays where you still got to do your thing on, regardless. But Memorial Day is low-key sleeping in the same range as as 4th of July, as Christmas, as Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gets you 2 days.
I wonder that's how many difference. Kids are born because of Memorial Day. Or drinking holidays like Memorial Day, 4th of July.
If you have a holiday kid, do you tell them that they're a holiday kid?
Do you know if they're a holiday kid though? Like, because you, I mean, it's kind of all jumbled up. Like my daughter, like, I mean, I know when she was conceived, but like, cause she really, she couldn't really do the math because she was born early.
I think I'm from June. I think
you're a summer, baby.
Yeah. I think I'm a summer kickoff baby.
He said they was coming. They was like, it's summertime.
It probably was a concert or something. Knowing them.
The Brothers Johnson.
I have no idea. Like the Victory Tour.
Strawberry Letter.
Like it'd been like Purple Rain or something like that.
Pops had on the full purple with the little paisley joint.
No, not mine. No, not my pop.
Oh, your pops came in with the, he had the Wranglers on.
He's 5'6". He ain't gonna be wearing no floral shirts. That ain't happening.
Like Prince was 5'3".
Yeah, there's two different types of body types right there. He gonna clown you for bringing that up.
Hey, no, Mr. Whitener, I'm just trying to paint the picture for people to see.
You trying to roast them. That's what
no,
you're trying
I wasn't
to
trying
do.
To roast them. I was trying to go to Brothers Johnson. You brought up the Strawberry Letter. I was thinking Budweiser Super Fist, 1982 at Busch Stadium. The Brothers Johnson.
That did not happen at Busch Stadium in 1982.
Yes, I've looked up every Budweiser Super Fist that came to St. Louis.
Why did you do that?
Because my parents went to one.
But why does it matter to you?
Because I was conceived at one of the Budweiser Superfest. Oh, God. So I didn't have a lineage of Budweiser.
So you're just trying to get everybody to...
to figure it out, yeah. Y'all all been conceived at Budweiser Superfest is my whole point.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks. I don't know. I mean, the Cardinals were pretty good in 82. They won the title.
There you go.
So probably was something like that. I do know that he made her go to a playoff game.
Oh, he made mom. Which one? Which was it? It was against the Padres.
It was against the Braves in 82.
It wasn't the Padres?
In the NLCS.
That's what NLCS wasn't the Padres?
No, it was the Braves.
Is the Braves?
Yeah, I know for a fact it was
the Braves. Who was on the Braves then?
Dale Murphy. Guess like that. Yeah, Dale Murphy and the I don't know. This is a deep dive.
Yeah, it's too much for people.
But. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Memorial Day is a sneaky dope holiday, so like enjoy that shit. Yeah, it was the Braves.
It was the Braves, okay.
But meanwhile, you kind of had like your own like Avengers realization where the timeline crossed on you.
Yeah, it got all messed up, man. Shout out to my boy Brad in D.C., Iowa State cat, man. He's doing big things, man. He's going to be a professor at Florida State in meteorology.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. So he works for the government now doing like meteorology right now, but he's going to be down there. But shout out to him. So he was like, man, I remember used to be like, man, if I ever get married, regardless in my life, divorced or not, that I would mess up the time continuum. And I was like.
Like when you say mess it up, you talking about like tearing it, like the butterfly effect? Or
no,
like
messing up where we had Donald Trump right now, the president.
So like Back to the Future.
Back to the Future where. It's another timeline where there's the other Daryl that kept it going straight where the world has Barack Obama for a third term for some reason.
Like, this is Crisis on Infinity, exactly. on Infinite Daryls?
Yeah, on Infinite Daryls. He was like, man, you used to always say that, man.
Like, in another world, there's another you.
Oh, that's out here.
There's, like, countless yous throughout the universe, but just you.
It's just me, though.
There's no other multiples of anybody else.
If there are, though... power to them, but it all splits off from that point where somebody's like, you know, well, there's a girl that doesn't have a daughter, Xander, where he may be literally the old guy in the club. There is a girl out there that is the old guy in the club.
It could be you if you go now too. If you step in a club this weekend, you're gonna be the girl that's the old guy in the club.
You won't see me in no clubs. I mean, I'll go to a club out of town.
Does this mean that you're officially announcing your retirement from throwing parties right now in this moment?
I've already unofficially been retired previously, but I'm never going to just put it down like that. Mm. It's like Jay-Z. I mean, we may come out with an album soon, though. Y'all like, oh, snap, they bringing back Glow.
So you saying that you aren't retired, in other words?
I mean, I'm saying that, you know, neither here nor there.
Oh, okay.
It's just in between.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get a scoop.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would never officially retire.
Okay.
I'm like Ric Flair.
Oh,
Ric Flair
almost died this week. So
that's fine. But I'm saying, was Ric Flair ever officially retired?
Well, WWE retired him.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
That's what the game happened to us. They retired us.
Well, I think that y'all women and life choices retired y'all.
Having children.
Some people was women and some people was life choices.
Ric Flair was like, fuck that. Y'all gonna make me leave.
Ric Flair
was divorced like two wives.
Ric Flair was born to be Ric Flair. Like, there was no other choice in life for him but to be Ric Flair.
Yeah, because he did like some scary stunt this week, right?
I don't know what the hell
was that. Ring of Fire? Was it Ring of Fire or something?
Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor. That's what they're
I don't know what he did. He was in the hospital. He was sick again. Like, the Nature Boy's health is his big battle right now. Yeah.
It's in flux.
Well, what did you talk about why you... we need to understand if somebody else might be suffering from you fucking with the timeline, too.
So I got married right before Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went kind of haywire, you know. It got real hazy. Hillary was doing her thing, and then all of a sudden, it went the little lines of stuff scribbled off and all this different stuff. And it was like, all of a sudden, Trump was Trump never led in the polls early. But all of a sudden, I was sitting there laughing. It was like, Donald Trump was going to be our next president. And I just sat there laughing, but I was too ignorant to realize that it was me.
Mm. They caused it?
Yeah. Didn't realize it till recently.
It was you.
So now I have to do something, I have to go back and figure out what to do to fix it.
So wait, you're going back in time too?
I've got to figure this out though, how to do it. I don't know.
Wait a minute. What type of magical?
I saw that movie on Netflix. What's the name of it? It's basically like the two kids that go in time to save their brother being shot by a cop.
Oh.
It's on Netflix.
There's a lot of things on Netflix.
Yeah, it's Spike Lee produced it actually too.
I don't necessarily trust Netflix sometimes.
Oh, well, Netflix is actually somewhat falling off. Like, they got so much personal content that's not as good that they push. And I do believe with this Disney app and the Hulu with it, because they got the Hulu joint jumping off with and all the shows coming on there.
Right.
It's going to really test the game for them, for Netflix. It's going to press them. I think it's going to, not necessarily going to lose, but I'm saying it's going to be pressed. Where people are like, you know what? We don't need four IDs. We only need two. Or we don't need HD. We just need this $9.99 a month.
The problem that's starting to happen with TV is that there's so many options and so many things that people want that we're just going to end up spending as much on cable. I mean, on apps as we are on cable. And of course, you got the bootleggers that's going to be like, I'm going to fight it to the very end. But they're going to find some way
to watch it.
To end that.
Oh, no. That's why I don't trust all the little app things and the little plugins that motherfuckers be doing. What was the Kodi app and all that stuff. I don't trust it because one day I want to come and watch the Lakers versus the fucking Golden State and my shit ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assed out. I had a long day at work. I didn't bought a six pack.
Yeah.
I got Xander to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. And
so you're Daryl from this universe.
This is Daryl from this universe.
Okay. Thank
it's not the,
you.
Okay. The other Daryl would be like, I got chicks coming through. I got, or I'm going to get me some drinks somewhere.
Okay.
Those are two, that's a two different.
That's a completely different Daryl.
Oh, that's two different, all kind of different Daryl.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
This Daryl's been 100% subdued in general. He's not the same dude.
Okay, I wasn't sure where we are at.
Yeah, no, it's totally different, man.
Okay.
So let's, we actually have two voicemails and an email.
Mm-hmm.
So let me read actually, you know what? Let me do one voicemail, then we go to email, then voicemail, kind of split them up.
Email, voicemail, split them up.
No, voicemail, email. Like the email.
Voicemail, email, split them up.
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying. Gotcha. 100%.
All right, great.
All right, first one's coming from one of our listeners. Shout out to South Dakota.
One time.
You know,
Wait. South Dakota got to go last. South Dakota is the bridge to the...
Well, then, we all shout out to one of our homies that's been listening for a long time. Our man, Ronald Taylor, BG the Great. He's got a lot to talk about with LeBron.
Okay, let's get it.
Straight out of low cash, boy BTG. Hey, can I get in on that Monopoly game? You know what I'm saying? Now, we need to establish some rules. You feel what I'm saying? Some cats, you go around the board once, you can start buying. And other cats, as soon as they drop that dice and roll on that property, you get that. We need to establish some rules. I'll tell you right now, because Monopoly was never a fair game. I don't know how y'all play it out there. I'm just saying, you come to LA and you play, they'll watch some niggas. Word on the street, some niggas bring their own money. Now, I'm not saying that I've done it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I've heard some niggas bring their own money to the table. Gotta watch them cats. Count that money. And who's going to be the banker? That's the key thing right there. So watch out. Let me get in on that, though.
Hey, BG, are you at the call center working at the same time sending us a voicemail?
He sounded
like he was typing, though.
Yo, it sounded like he was, like, plugging in calls, like when you used to call the operator and they had to plug it into the joint.
Hey, he's sitting there, like, typing, like, oh, shit, you need the reports.
Y'all niggas need to cook up cocaine.
But he's right, though.
He's 100% right.
If you ever seen Dead Presidents video with Jay-Z, they playing with real money in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is him, is Jay-Z, Biggie, Dame Dash, AZ, whole bunch of other cats, and they playing Monopoly with real money. So they took out all the fake money and put in a $500 bill, but put $100 bills to represent the $500 bills and went down within the currency. So cats was in there really making real money.
Cats living their best life, dog.
Yeah, I can't even, yeah.
That's a whole different level than what I'm on now.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to be on that level.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be so loose of a cannon that I can sit there and be like, you know what? Let's all replace the money in the Monopoly bankers thing with our money. I don't want to ever get to that point.
Well,
I think that's cool.
That means we playing Monopoly like real life stakes if we're doing it
right. That means somebody may die leaving a pot of here.
Like, we selling properties for real.
No, for real. Like, like somebody's real deed is out there. Like, don't put my deed out here, though.
Right. Like, you might lose your home and have to move your people about the crib.
or you paying rent to some dude named Chris that was at the game.
Chris?
Yeah, oh, some dude that was a Monopoly game that now you got to pay rent to him.
And now you in deep shit with Chris.
Because he won his rent on the first.
Oh, man. Chris run a hard-ass bargain.
Yeah, he do.
You talking about Chris Paulo? I ain't playing no dice with Chris Paulo.
All right, next up. This email comes from Robert Freeland. He says, yo, last week, y'all really, really did not dive into the Aisha Curry like y'all should have. This is crazy. Y'all really want to talk about her hating. What about her being all about having niggas up in her DMs? She want all the attention, but she don't want the attention. Y'all saw the tweet where she says, I don't want nobody hollering at me. I'm engaged. Stop it. Shout out to you, Robert Freeland. I read it in the voice because you sound real strong. He did all caps. So that's why I tried to do it like him.
Yeah, she put the whole game in a tizzy for about a good week right there.
Ooh, yo. And she's already kind of a lightning rod in general because so that's what her saying, like, girls should be dressing like this. Women should be acting like this. That kind of, like, respective politics she kind of rock with. And then on the back end after this, she said that she wasn't black enough for black people and wasn't white enough for white people. Since she meant.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks don't like to hear that shit.
Well, she started complaining about everything you possibly could.
Yeah. Like, she checked every box a light-skinned girl could check. Like, she went through and said, biracial, check. I ain't getting enough attention, check. I need my man to be like this, check.
My thing about it is that, I mean, you're not finna get that, though. You're not about to get that run. There's multiple reasons why. Number one, you are married to a dude that makes $42 million a year. There is absolutely nothing. Nothing that I can do for you. Nothing.
And look, and a dude don't even want to shoot that shot. Like,
like the average cat might be able to throw a little action at you, you know.
But almost she would have to give him the action first for him to even think he could do it.
Yeah, because you
have to be on him though, like, what's up?
Like, the only people that's going to be approaching at them numbers is, like, other cats in the NBA. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe the dude that gave away all the money at Morehouse. Like, them the only cats out there that can do that. Your regular cat that's rocking some Tims and heading out to work in the morning, he ain't finna take that shot.
The dude working at Ameren can't do that.
No, he's not doing that. Your cat that's out here setting up your cable ain't finna be out here throwing that J at you like that.
See, but I do get
like, what she sounds like she wants, like, that porno knock on the door from just, like, that random cat.
The pizza man?
The maintenance man.
You know Steph ain't here.
He's
on a road trip.
I know. I got him in fantasy.
Hey, he showed up because he got a game on Tuesday. He showed up on Monday.
I had to move him out of the lineup because he ain't playing tonight. But I know they still on the road.
He still got his suit on the sideline.
They in Utah, so I know he not getting on no hoes.
Actually, no, you wanted me to see where he getting on some, where he wouldn't be calling back. Because that's the Utah City. A dude going to call you real quick when he get the hotel room.
You know he back home in Charlotte.
Ooh, there you go.
Or he playing Houston on the road.
He in Houston, H-Town.
Yeah, he in Houston. Or he, that's kind of, that's not far enough for her just to hop down and show up on him. So
shout out to the H-Town, man. So,
but no, man. I mean,
I get what she was saying about that. She wants to be validated for dope shit she does. I get it on a general level.
But you get that though.
Yeah, but she don't. She talking about she want that attention like that. Like she was talking about in the previous conversation about Steph with women. You don't want that. No. You already said you didn't want it.
No. So you can't be saying out here that you like, hey, yo, get away from
me. I'm engaged.
Yeah, like, oh, y'all be so thirsty. And then it's like, but hold up. You want the thirst. Like, you can't want the thirst and then just want to call the thirst out when it actually happens. Like, there's going to be somebody who's going to say, oh, she just wants to feel appreciated. Like, I'm sure Steph Curry appreciates her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure. You want that acclaim. You want to be able to match him. That's like some old competitive bullshit.
And the quietest kept thing, though? She ain't even that fine enough for all that.
No, I'm not going out my way.
No, I'm just saying. She's not fine enough for cats to just be like, I'm just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going out my way.
She's not. She's respectability fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's fine. But you ain't no. I'm trying to think who wife is like super bad. That's like where cats would just be.
In the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you think Gabrielle Union is better than her?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, the apex predator. Look, he didn't even go into DMs. He said, "Fuck it."
Yeah, like he said,
Aisha Curry ain't fine enough for fuck it.
Lovers. Yeah, no.
And maybe she thinks she's fine because if you've seen her sisters, they ain't that fine. So I think she grew up thinking she was the fine one like that.
She got the she's got the money boost fine.
If I was an Oprah, glow up.
Yeah, it's
like the opposite way. Like if I was an Oprah, glow up.
Yeah, it's the exposure and the money boost fine.
Yeah,
but she do dope shit though. Like she got her own business. She got stuff that she do. Yeah, like she does her. She does a thing. But I'm like, why do you need more than that? Like, and if you do need,
but you don't want that attention. Them girls get. Them girls be like, niggas are sending dick pics.
Yeah, like you want people to be dropping hammers in your DMs now.
I guarantee Gabrielle Union don't even look at her DMs. Like, yo, like I'm good. The Apex Predator is on my goddamn comment section in front of everybody. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she. You know, I mean, she's also known for other things. She's known for
She kind of had her name before Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
let's keep it 100.
Yeah, so
Gabrielle Union, even if she's not with Dwayne Wade, she's still Gabrielle Union.
Exactly.
I mean, Aisha Curry is Aisha, whatever her last name was before that, and nobody knows who she is.
Yeah,
and that's no disrespect to what she's grinding with and got with. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
is Stedman anybody without Oprah? No, even though he's got money.
I got a good Stedman story for later on. Not for later on. It's going to be a closeout story.
Okay.
My homeboy's kicking it with him last night. Stedman be on some real G stuff. So
that makes me. It's everything I thought he would be.
I think you got Stedman kind of.
No. I'm talking about perception, not what he is.
Yeah, he on some real. He on some real G shit.
No, I believe it. I believe it. But no, I mean, look, I get Aisha Curry wanting attention. I get women wanting attention and wanting that feel of all that. But do you really want that attention, though, like that? Like,
yeah, they do.
No, I'm not the Gabriel, not the dick pic attention.
Yeah, I think the hammer.
Like, the hammer's target. Like that's
the hammer is like mad aggressive. Like,
but when you that bad though, you get the hammer though. You don't get no like, hey, I just want to tell you you were attractive. No, you get hammers. There's no in between. You don't go from yo, you bad. You get hammers.
I mean, that's shooting your J from like half court. If right. You're just tossing a hammer at a chick that you don't.
If I ain't got no money to compete, all I got is the hammer.
Yeah, like I ain't got nothing else to give. But I got this tool shed.
And maybe Steph ain't got what I'm working with. That's all he can hope for. And maybe she just like, you know what? I want to take a chance on that dick right there, number 5.
Because she's in Charlotte for the weekend? Or?
Maybe. Well, she's from Toronto. She's in Toronto for the weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't Jamaican cats knock it down?
Yeah, Toronto's kind of gully.
Yes, sir.
Real gully. All right, man. Next voicemail. Yeah. We've hit her strong enough.
Greetings, scenario crew. This is Doc Scribe calling from South Dakota. Yeah, there are brothers in South Dakota. It's calling in reference to you talking about states trapped in the time warp. I am from North Florida. And Daryl, you was a little off. Actually, North Florida is still drafted in 1950. Actually, I'm from the area where the Dozier School for Boys is located at. But I just want to call and say hello and good content. Keep it up. And Matt, good luck on your nuptials. Peace.
South Dakota, man. Hey, shout out to you, South Dakota, man.
I got a homeboy that's in Montana. Now I've heard from a brother in South Dakota.
What is he doing in Montana? Because I'm going to ask listener, what is he doing?
He's an AD at a basketball for a school up there.
What is the percentage?
Actually, I know two brothers in South Dakota. I just realized that one of my homeboys is living up there, but he's on the military move. He's in the Air Force.
Okay. Okay. So the odds that he is either three jobs in South Dakota, being there. AD, which is one I thought. You just brought up another good one in the military, and the other one is an oil engineer working working on the oil rigs and stuff. And he might be up there getting his $50 an hour, and he popped back down to Florida, though, after 6 months and just do kind of the back and forth.
Maybe he's a 100% gigolo, too, and he's found a market that you don't have to have any competition.
But it's like 80, well, get it how you live, huh?
Do what you got to do.
Hey, we ain't trying to put you up.
Nah, bro. It's all good.
No, so he said Florida in the 1950s.
I think Florida.
Did we say 60s last time?
I think maybe. But Florida is one of the absolute toughest places.
Oh, no. I think I said 70s or 80s because of this. Oh, no. He split Northern Florida and Southern Florida.
Okay.
Because I said Southern Florida stuck in the 80s because of the cocaine shit, though. And the top I said was the 50s.
Southern Florida looks like Winterfell with all the snow that's around that motherfucker.
God damn. So where is Southern Florida starting in your mind? Orlando and Tampa down? Or below Orlando and Tampa?
Florida's a weird place in the middle.
It's damn near three sections. Yeah, really, it's like three south, different things. Central, north.
Like the middle of Florida kind of just stayed in like 1951 or something like that.
Like just white people retiring down there. Like,
yeah, and happy swamps and yeah.
Like, and no, I'm playing tennis and shit though with no Negroes down there.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and then Miami just went to 85. Like straight to Miami Vice.
Yes. Yes, Miami got to 1986 or so and stayed there.
But just innovated a couple of buildings.
I mean, like, look at the Miami Dolphins still dress like Miami Vice. They still wear them same colors.
And the hotels look just like from the 80s on their own Collins.
Right. Look at the Marlins. They look like assholes. They put on new jerseys every 5 years and look like even bigger assholes every 5 years. So,
oh, man, before we even get to the next thing, man, we don't have this on the docket.
But hold up, though. The reason why we wanted to bring that up right now, though, is the fact that that is what you're about to interject of the essence, because that's the perfect segue to discuss how Alabama and Mississippi decided that they heard the show and said, oh, you think we only in the 1800s? Let me flex real quick.
We got you.
What you got, though?
So Mississippi decide, Mayor in Clarksdale, Mississippi, shout out to Clarksdale. That's where a lot of Friars and families from. He said, I would give $10,000 out of my own pocket for a drug dealer to move out of our town and find a better life somewhere else.
Is this dude related to you? Is that what you're saying? Is this like one of your cousins that's like he lived down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I was like, why don't we just move there and do the podcast there but act like we trapping?
Yeah.
And have people come over just actually doing the show.
I was instantly like, how can I get down here to get these 10 racks? Like, I was like, if I can get these 10 racks, I'm going to go down here and act like I'm doing it. Is that what you're doing right here? Oh, no, Daryl got a message. Daryl gets these messages in the middle of the show, and then he zone out, and then I got to carry the show.
No, it's you got to answer the call, man. You got to answer the call.
Oh, okay.
Answer the call.
Oh, okay. You know what I do? I'm recording my show. The call, this ain't the time for the call.
Man, y'all don't understand how many times we took a pause. Hey, she called. Hold on.
You talking about the Lord and Savior's calling me?
No, I ain't talking about the Lord and Savior. I'm talking about your betrothed.
I'm betrothed. You're watching too much Game of Thrones.
Dad, you know what? You're right. But Mississippi is on that shit, though.
Mm.
Clark, is he an innovator or is he finna come out a lot of money?
Well, first of all, I want to know who's paying for this.
He said out his own pocket.
Yeah, okay.
So is he a dope dealer too? He's trying to get all the dope dealers out?
So here's what's happening. So here's what's happening. He's washing money against other dope boys, flushing them out. They come in to get the bread, and then he going to like get them trapped up when they show up. He going to pay nobody absolutely anything because that money going to come right back in his hand. Ain't nobody finna come out like, hey, I've been gang banging and selling dope. Can I get my 10 grand and I'm going to move?
I'm going to move to Jackson.
I'm going to move up the street. I'm not filing my taxes in Clarksdale no more.
But he got a house there, though.
But he got like three houses there.
And what is the, what are the consequences if you do come back selling dope?
I mean, I guess we're convicting you at this point, but you've also kind of
been convicted before. Dad.
You've also kind of paid me off to leave already, though, bro. So you kind of end this with me.
I just think that he's trying to be the only kingpin in the town.
And I think he's trying to be the everything that Mr. Big raps about.
Shout out to Mr. Big. That's Alabama, though. But we'll talk about them in a minute. But I think this is a bad move. Or him even saying that. Like, I didn't think he thought about, like...
It's Mississippi, first of all. Mississippi tactics.
Are you saying it's all... Everything's off the books?
Whenever I think about Mississippi or Alabama, I automatically think about how people look like they were just sweating different on the heat in the heat of the night. Mm-hmm. You know how he just looked a little darker than everybody else ever in the history of TV? Like, that's what I pictured. Like, Mississippi in, like, July... Every time I go to Jackson once a year, and every time I'm down there, I'm just like, it's just hot. It's just hot. Like, I'm just standing around, and it's just hot. Like, I couldn't live that life.
And that's every day for some people.
Right? Every day.
Think about if you was in the field.
Yeah, imagine that. That red mud down there, fire ants.
And you just picking that kind.
Oh, God. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about now.
Oh, I was taking it more extreme.
Wait, so after this, what year is Mississippi in right now? Oh, first of all, before we do that, too. Mm-hmm. There's an addendum to this story as well, because apparently, for all the things that Mississippi has been acting out about, the adult entertainment industry in Mississippi most certainly is progressive. Let's say, at the least.
They're coming up though, but we'll talk about what year they are, and that's gonna be a running theme, y'all. When we talk about states, we're gonna say what year they moved or falling back from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So apparently. There is a group of strippers who won a $3 million settlement for discrimination.
Yo, their discrimination is real. No, their discrimination probably is worth $30 million. If they won in Mississippi.
A Mississippi jersey has awarded a total of more than $3 million to five African-American strippers after a federal judge found the women worked under worse conditions than their white colleagues. Yo, you got a discrimination lawsuit win for... having worse conditions in a strip club? I don't even want to know how that worked out.
But they said it was like, you know, they would make them strip less and like try to make them have sex with dudes more, make them try to, you know, get less tips, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, dude, that judge might have been there then. I think that judge might have been there and be like, then why are the black girls over in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he might have noticed it was on the low. They ain't even know it was the judge.
Never been to a strip club in Mississippi.
Never been to a strip club in Mississippi by myself.
Don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon, so I'm not going to be able to corroborate whether this really is a thing. But, hey, however we can get our justice, get it, no matter what it takes. Does this mean that we're going to have a movie like Hidden Figures one day about these five strippers in Mississippi that... Is Disney gonna make a movie about this? Soon we're not gonna be able to see a movie unless Disney makes it. So
yeah, because they're gonna have everything. They're gonna own everything. Shit. You're right.
What would that movie be called? Hidden Figures for strippers that got a settlement from.
No, Hidden Figures. No, Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figure.
Hidden Figures, like major figures.
Like Master P is producing this?
No, like the group, remember the group Major
I figures? Know what you're saying, yeah. But I'm saying who's producing this movie. This is absolutely a No Limit production.
Is it? Yeah, because it's South.
It's got
to be. Or David Banner producing it, he's from Mississippi.
David Banner's too positive for that.
Okay, he's not positive. Okay, yeah. He's too positive. Who else from Mississippi? That's
Where is Boosie from?
Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Damn, man, is Banner the only Mississippi... cat that people know like that? Oh, and he's too conscious too. I was thinking about my boy, Big Crit. Mm. Big Crit's gonna be—he's not gonna do that either.
No.
So basically, that's it. That's your two Mississippi rappers out of Mississippi. I'm sorry, Mississippi. I'm sure that y'all could diss Missouri for the same things, but maybe. I think we can name.
I think that when some people think about Missouri, they think that we're like right by Alabama and Mississippi, and don't realize that that's a long way away from here.
I mean,
like people in the north just think everybody it's like a straight line, like everything, anything.
It's all flyover country.
Yeah, yeah. It's like anything that's not from there.
Now I do call Mississippi. Always thought that Mississippi Alabama should merge and become Missabama, and merge into one state.
Could they merge and us? We could jettison them from the union.
No, we can add Puerto Rico and be still 50.
Oh, yeah, we can keep our numbers. I'm just saying, like, yeah, if we bring them together, are we doing it so that we can get rid of them?
No,
or?
Man, they stay one state. We just add a good a fly state, too, though, with Puerto Rico, with everybody in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Then we can even get more and actually jettison off the northern part of Florida, but keep the southern part and annex that back into the U.S.
Okay.
So it'll be Miami. The state of Florida, the southern part of Florida be called Miami.
I think that any state that doesn't have professional sports teams should be put up for ransom.
I agree. Is the great
I mean, does the Crimson Tide count as a professional team?
Yeah, that's a professional team.
Okay, well, Bama got to stay.
Well, no, I've always thought that, like, George Carlin used to say, like, man, why don't we just make the whole state of, like, North Dakota, like, a prison? And just dump up all the prisoners in that.
Oh, man, North Dakota's nice company, though. If we're going to do that, we should do that in Kansas. I want Kansas gone.
But it's too close to, like, the rest of the Union, though. I want it somewhere kind of far off where it can fuck with Canada and shit.
Can take Kansas City out.
You're going to annex the Kansas City part of Kansas into...
Yeah, sure. Why
not? And annex that part out.
Yeah.
Basically, swing on everywhere before Lawrence and then scoop that part out.
Well, we're going to start in Lawrence. We're going to drop the worst people off in Lawrence.
Lawrence is the beginning. Like, if you after you come out of what would be Overland Park in that area, you're good within the Union.
Pretty much, yeah.
But everything west of Overland Park, you fucked.
Yeah.
You're, it's a prison now.
Yeah, it's like Mad Max beyond Thunderdome.
That's,
or something
that's how
like
I would think it would look. It looked like that halfway sometimes, too, though. But shout out to people in Kansas.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, for except for the ones at KU. I don't care.
And the ones at K-State.
Yeah. all the rest of y'all do.
Yeah, I know. what do we have next, man? Alabama, man, with this abortion shit. Not just Alabama. Missouri, I stayed. Georgia passed some shit.
Yeah, so, like, that's one of those times when Missouri does something that say, hey, I want to be closer to my kindred spirits that are further south. And you'd be like, boy, y'all acting a whole lot like Arkansas right now. Like,
do y'all want to trade geographic locations? Like,
so let's just get it out. Let's get the layman's part of this out the way. Stop telling women what they can and can't do with their body. We treat women's bodies like drive-thrus. Like, all of the policies are just about... All the policies are
like
about
drive-thrus,
like drive-thrus,
this.
Dog. Like it's just.
I mean, it's a dope.
No,
now. I see where you're going.
There's absolutely no care or no time spent. We're just making quick ass rash decisions and just doing whatever the hell we want. And it's not. They're not quality. It's just. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? What is wrong with you? Like, why at any point does it take what 12 white dudes? They look like Hollywood Squares featuring the 12 most racist people of all time. Up there making these decisions. But then they justify it by saying, well, a woman wrote it into office. Wrote it into power, I should say.
You're like, oh.
I'm like, so what? She's an idiot, too.
And she looked, did you see how she looked, though, too? Though? Like, I just want to challenge the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And to protect our babies.
Yeah. Like, the moral high ground that these people make these terrible-ass decisions on is even worse than the decisions themselves. Because, like, when you got to rope it back to being like, yo, y'all are real active about making sure that people can't get abortions even in necessary situations, but y'all don't want to do a goddamn thing about guns, though. Nothing.
Whoa.
Nothing.
You watch Hasan Minhaj? Yes. His gun thing is that you saw the last episode with the guns?
I watch him in sprees. I don't watch
Okay, well, this last episode was talking about gun control and stuff and how basically they try to make everywhere be no gun control anywhere. Like, they just basically... The NRA, and I guess the NRA is in fighting right now. Like, somebody, like, I forgot, I know Oliver. I didn't know Oliver North was the fucking president.
Of the NRA?
Yes, the Oliver North.
Yeah, that seems
from
right.
From the fucking Iran, the Contra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That, the Oliver North. And I was like, is that the same Oliver? And they showed a picture, like, oh, shit, it is the same Oliver North, but he got all gray hair. I was like, so, everybody knows... some of our younger listeners, go and Google Oliver North. You'll get the point. But no, what I'm saying overall is that why do... And it's a fucked up thing. I did not like some comments from people like, yo, well, if I don't want the baby, why do I... It's a body thing over a... You don't have to still make this baby and go through that. Like, people understand that when women go through pregnancy, that's a life or death situation for women, period. Like, that's, it's not just, oh, she just pops out a babe.
Mm-hmm.
Women die with that. We've got better medicinally where women don't die, but women die a lot from having childbirth or are fucked up from the rest of their life because of childbirth.
Anything that completely, I don't believe in anything that ever deals in absolutes. Mm-hmm. And passing a law like that deals in absolutes and treats all situations the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at it as, there's so much bullshit morality tied into it, being like, well, if you made the choice to lay down with them, you should have to deal with that situation come from. I say, well, what about when some dude makes a choice for her to lay down with him? And it ain't both people's decision. But, you know what I'm saying, he's left the way, he's left things the way it is. See, I'm convinced that people that make these kind of rules are the people that don't want to get prosecuted by them. So when you do something like that and you stand that strong against something like that, it says, oh, it's me something about you and your priorities.
And their daughter up in some back kitchen though somewhere with some doctor on the low getting an abortion.
Yeah, or you the one out here knocking up your AIDS but paying for them abortions still yourself, like the dude that got caught up right after that.
Like, that was that Alabama or Mississippi?
I don't remember exactly where that was at, but
it's just respect women more, man, and just listen to them.
That's the simplest thing that's ever been said on this entire show. Just respect women more and listen to them.
That's it. That's all we ask for.
I mean, because if they would have passed a law saying that every man gets to have sex 10 times and then his dick got to come off, well, I bet you that wouldn't have got across 12 of them right there.
Mm-mm.
Like, oh, you're doing too much. You need to get rid of this. Why?
Nobody wants to see nobody's dick. I could hear somebody saying that. Like,
looking like Soulja Boy?
Shout out to
Soulja. Dick?
Big Soulja going to jail. Oh, you didn't know Big... Segway. Hold on. Big Soulja's going to be in jail like 2 years. Soulja Boy messed up that probation, baby.
It seems like just a week ago, we was in here like, man, Soulja Boy going to have a renaissance.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy got an opportunity to get on right now, dog. Y'all better watch out for Soulja Boy. Meanwhile,
hold on, let me.
Hey, Soulja Boy going to jail, yo. What?
He's got it on March 15th. Wade was arrested for violating his probation on April 3rd. He was sentenced to 240 days in prison. So a year, a little bit less than a year. So he's in there now.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Oh, man. So shout out to Big Soulja, man. Hold your head up in there, man.
Big Soulja.
Let's hold your head up in there. Soulja. Soulja.
All right, man. Let's grab a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to do a sprint. Get down to the end of this shit. I got a lot of things I got to say about in a really short amount of time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I'm the man. I never had this feeling before. Yeah.
You're so sweet.
Your love.
We had to take a quick break because I had to gather myself before we got into this part right here.
Look, I'm putting my phone all the way away because I know you got something to say.
I got two things I got to get into, too. And they both is about to go around basketball real quick.
Okay. So, I do want to ask you about the HBCU World Series, though, too, at some point.
We can definitely talk about that. We can definitely talk about that. But the first thing is that, man, I'm getting tired of seeing these celebrity cats not respect their own gangster. Like, I'm from a time, I feel like, when cats were standing up and it was, like, legitimately, like, yo, you going to show him their respect. Like, Michael Jordan, you going to show him his respect. He ain't bowing down
to
nobody else because he's Michael Jordan. But I feel like a lot of cats now don't really be appreciating their position in the game. Like, Drake has been in the news again because he's hopping all over the place at the Raptors game. He's standing behind the coach while he's
like, I mean, I get the Raptors like want him to be there at all, but is it? I mean, I guess good for their branding because people are like, oh my god, I sat next to Drake, and
well, he's
charged more tickets for seating tickets than next to Drake. I get it on a bigger scale, but is it good long term for them?
I mean, it doesn't hurt them, but I mean, the point of the matter is like, dog, sit down and watch the game. Don't be hanging up on the coach. And then when everybody know that if they lose, you're just going to throw on somebody else's jersey and be hanging around them anyway.
He's going to go to Golden State.
Yeah, like what's going to happen if the Raptors was playing and then they playing against some bigger stars? You know, Drake have a hard time keeping himself contained when he be around some bigger stars. But at the same time, people are like, yo, Drake's like the biggest rapper alive. He's like all this. I'm like, he don't act like it. I don't remember seeing Jay-Z jumping around
and hopping in pictures with cats. Even Spike Lee, though, he wasn't all up on the coach and all up on that. He was like, I'm going to hold down my little area over here, though. I'm going to wear all my orange and blue.
Right.
And look loud and cuss out Reggie Miller and a couple of the cats. He's been way more subdued, though, in his latter years.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's... You don't know these cats like that. He ain't running the streets like them cats.
You think, oh, good. You brought up an interesting small topic for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he ain't running the street.
So you think that because he was in the same ecosystem as them kicking it?
Yeah.
That it became more of a thing?
Yeah, they was guys.
No, I mean, they said they really didn't like each other. So you think he saw him?
I'm just talking about him in the Knicks. I'm not talking about Reggie Miller. I'm talking about
no,
him.
No, I'm saying
Knicks.
Like being in the same places like Reggie Miller. Like, I don't even like that cat though over there. You up in, you know, Club Nicky's or something, then.
Oh well, I feel like that's a different thing though. Like all I'm talking about is saying that like the way you act at the game needs to be becoming of who you are. Like when you in public, you need to act like who you are. Another cat that tripped me off at this again. It happened again. Is Kevin Durant once again under his own name now because he's been ousted and outed for what he was doing before.
So he said, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna go hard.
I'm just gonna go hard on cats with like 150 followers on Twitter." Like, come on, man, chill out. Like, let people talk their shit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, do you think I don't ever remember at one point in life remembering like even fuck it, you ain't gotta go back to Jordan and them. Like Shaq and Tim Duncan. Like, can you imagine Tim Duncan just snapping on Twitter?
No.
Can you imagine Kobe just being like, you know
no,
what?
I could see that.
Kobe is so arrogant. He's not going to be stopping to pay attention to that.
I could see if somebody said something like this randomly one day while he drinking and having like a cigar and he just sees something about, you know, LeBron way better than you.
Yeah, see, I just don't.
I could see it be like somebody random. Not nothing. It'd be something and it'll blow up. And he'll wake up to like, yo, Kobe's wilding on Get Up. Like, at 2 in the morning, he was somehow, I'm drinking scotch, you a bitch.
Oh, I can't see that. Kobe was too obsessed with Kobe to be worried about
so
anybody
he's
else.
So self-involved.
Yeah, no, Kobe wasn't doing that. I can't imagine seeing. No, I'm sorry. I can't buy into that. Durant, like, I just need these cats to respect who they are. Like, respect your position in the game. Like, you don't have to interact with people. If you godly, you don't have to come back down to the ground and deal with folks.
That's real.
That irks me, man. My other thing is, you know what? I might save this. I might save that one. I'm putting my big rant, the one that I had to text you about in the middle of the night, because it was just had me on a whole nother level.
You want
to
save that?
I'm going to save it, because I need to bounce that off of, like, a completely different sex. I need to have a discussion about that with a woman.
Okay.
We need to have a woman on the show.
And it's not a sexist situation.
No, it's not a sexist situation. No. It's no. I need to make sure I don't become one of them cats I was just talking about who's saying things out of turn about women without understanding the situation that they're in. So I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna back off. I'm gonna give you this room to discuss the situation about what's happening in the black community right now, a piece of action that's happening in the community that I'm not aware of. Yeah.
Jason Mitchell, man. Everybody knows him as Eazy-E from Straight Outta Compton. He plays on The Chi. He has been in the movie Tyrell, which is actually pretty good. He's been in a few. He was in the new Superfly. He's a good actor. He's a damn good actor. He's out here wilding. He's out here getting sexual assault suits on different sets. Everything. At that point, you have to have a problem, right? Like, if you're, like, continually doing this, you have to have a problem.
Nah, man, we can't be giving them. The problem has become the escape clause. Hey, man, I got a problem, man. Like,
No, I'm saying he has a mental issue. Especially in this climate. Or, I mean, like, yo, like, dude, we in the... We here now.
And he could just be a dumbass. There's that or too.
Okay, but there's option C.
You could just be a true dumbass. You know how cats be feeling like they you know how cats be feeling like they untouchable?
Like I'm doing it.
Yeah, like I'm straight.
I mean, he ain't got up to no Michael B. Jordan level or nothing like that where he did. Like he's on the rise.
I mean, but you tell somebody else that about theyself. That's all I mean. Tell somebody else who they not. And they're gonna tell you exactly who they are. Mm. Or they gonna act like it. That's what happens. Is that cats end up feeling they self more than they need to, and then they end up feeling like they're untouchable.
Mm. That's real. Wow. But, I mean, I guess any amount of fame or any amount of clarity can, not clarity, but any amount of clout can get somebody to feel like that, I'm assuming. Is that the angle you're coming from?
No, I mean, I just mean the cats don't be considering all the things I think that we like to think that they do. Like, they just don't care about that. Like, it ain't their bag to give a damn about any of that type of stuff. They just do whatever the hell they want to do, and then they deal with the consequences when and if they ever come up.
All right, man. Yes, man. That was something, man. That hit me like, man, because he was so fucking good.
Like, you think his career over?
Man, he got set up. He got a black woman, Hispanic woman, and a white woman saying that he was messing with them. He pretty much needed one more, and he got the whole quadrant.
He was trying to connect the Infinity Stones.
Right, no, he was trying to make the Tesseract.
He just needed to get a Tesseract. He needed to get an Asian and like an Eastern European. You or already something.
No, I was thinking Indian or
like, an Indian, yeah, or a Middle Eastern woman.
He complete the whole puzzle, all points to the 5-point star.
Oh man, wow! Take it easy, y'all. Hey, y'all. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Man, yo.
Hey, take it easy.
Respect women, man. Like, it ain't that hard.
Once again, hey, just respect
women. If they don't grab your dick, it ain't on. That's what, I mean, if some cats ain't got no nuance in them to be able to be like, oh, it's on.
Hey, y'all.
If she don't grab your dick, and even if she grab your dick, you got to really be like, yo, is this really for real, or did you accidentally pass by me because I was next to the cooler?
Hey, y'all, respect women, y'all. Like, just respect women.
Yeah, man, disrespect them, man. That's all. And they'll appreciate it, though. And they'll fuck you probably faster, too, man, if you disrespect them.
Well, I mean, don't do it for that reason.
No, I'm saying.
But, like, just, no, you know. No,
I'm saying you'll become a better person by doing that, too, and you'll get some ass. So, therefore, be a better person.
Are you doing this as part of the Mafia, Mafia platform?
Yes, or? Man. Dude, I've been recruiting people. People are like, yo, this Mafia thing is crazy. I'm like, yo, I just want to kind of run up on the Fofty. You know what I'm saying? Fofty said you can get your money back by Monday.
What do you have this week in 50? I know this has been a really big thing for you.
Oh, man. 50. This is going to be real quick. Jackie Long owed him some money. I think it was like $20,000 that he actually like took from his bag or something. I don't know. But this is from 2007. 50 said, I'm bill collector. I need my money by Monday. Put him out there. His show just came on BET. Or whatever. And so he waited to the prime time that his TV show came on BET, start hitting them up. Then he started going to any celebrity that tagged him in a picture they were in with him and start putting their picture up, tagging him, saying, you want to have pictures with a sucker nigga like this that owes me money?
Like, that's a lot to really hit somebody with, too. Like,
I just see 50 like 4 in the morning after he work out, just laying in his bed, like, what kind of shit I'm going to start today? Like, I seriously think that. And then, so he took the Young Buck's mistress or whatever that is a transgender woman, did an interview, and he's doing commentary of the interview that she's having, like, on another talk show or something. And he was like, oh, so you was the side dude, huh?
Mm.
Now, the Jackie Long stuff is not on his Instagram page. You could probably find it somewhere randomly, but it's not there anymore, though. But the Young Buck stuff's up there, and he just put up a thing, Tierra Marie, says she turned over her court records of her finances to 50. He's like, I ain't seen no documents. And it was like a thing from like TMZ. He's like, I ain't seen no documents. The law is the law.
50 is a different breed of human being.
Dude, and he's so smart that he understands this is still marketing too, though. Like, I'm going to collect and I'm going to get some marketing off of it.
Yeah, like I'm going to make something out of this, like no matter what, because I'm 50 Cent.
Yeah, so
you're enjoying this more than any person I know.
Every morning of my life, I don't check. I go kiss my daughter, make sure she all right. She ain't in the bed with me. And then at the same time, I check 50. I don't check on my mama. I don't check on my granny. Okay. I check, what has 50 been up to overnight?
Before I do anything, I need to check on 50.
Yeah. Because he's going, whatever crazy shit my grandma going to be saying in a minute about something that's going on, 50 has already made me laugh. Well, I'm like, okay, cool, granny. Your hips missed. Okay, I'll be by there to make sure you got some stuff.
If you had to spend time with one person or the other, you going with your grandma or you going with 50?
50. No disrespect to my granny. I just saw her today. I could always see granny. Hanging out with 50, and I want to be with him when he be like, yo, hey, yo, you think I should go after homeboy? He owe me $500.
Oh, my God.
I want him worst. To, like run down, like, his, like, list of people that he has. Like, because I think, like, 50, in my mind, 50 has, like, a big totem board. Mm-hmm. Like a tote board. Like, all the people that owe him money don't when he want to get them.
So, do you think that 50, like, has a hit list of, like, people even, like, next year that he's going to mix it That's up what I'm
with? I think he has a full list of everybody. Probably hundreds. On a like an easy board or a tote board, like, all right, cool, we got Jackie Long out of here. Cool. Next up.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
Oh, God.
He couldn't do that, though, right? He couldn't go that far, right? That could end his career, right?
Yeah, that's...
Okay. That's, quick 30-second hit. What people and he could attack to end his career? 30 seconds from you.
Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Oprah.
Beyonce, you think?
Yeah, Beyonce's kind of a dead end road. You don't want that.
What about Jay?
End his career?
No, end Fofty's career.
I know. Like, end his career? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
50's kind of operates in his own sphere. Like, you got to have the most Teflon of the Teflon when you talk about somebody really fucking off 50.
Yeah. All right, man. We can get ready to get into our favorite segment everybody loves. This one's actually like, I mean, it's like 10% funny.
I'm upset.
Time, yeah, and most of us have been pretty hype about this. We have a whole episode. We've
been waiting on this
for a long time.
For literally to happen.
And blame me, y'all. Blame me. We'll be back in a second. All right, man. Tubman's, man. They ain't coming.
Well, it's
2025 or something.
There is no Tubman's no more.
Tubman's is gone.
Brigger.
So, the Harry Tubman bill that we have been waiting for since, what, 2016?
At least.
And they were saying 2020 when they were going to be produced. The Trump administration says that, yeah, we ain't really worked on that shit. We ain't doing that. We looking at, like, 2024, 2025, maybe. I mean, we just didn't really think it was priority for real to put Tubman on there. We're going to keep putting these Jacksons out there for you, and it's all good.
Motherfuckers.
I was ready to see the Tubmans, though, dog. You know how many people would have them Tubmans, though?
Bruh. Do you know how cracking them Tubmans would have been?
Actually, I think the Tubmans would
have... I wouldn't have spent anything else. Something's got to give. If they going to take this from us, we got to get something back. Because they're going to say, we're not going to review it for 2028. What the hell are you waiting on? You going to find a better picture of Harriet Tubman at this point? You got another black person? You know what they're going to do? They're going to put Ben Carson on that money.
Do you see him this week, though, that he thought they was calling him an Oreo?
It was the most ironic, satisfying moment of my life.
She was saying R-E-O, but he's like, what you mean? Who? Oreo? He was been used to being called an Oreo so much.
Yeah, like he was like.
He was defensive about it.
He was like, bitch, who you talking about Oreo? Bitch, you cooking?
You saw my wife, she black. Clarence Thomas ain't got a black wife. But man, the Tubmans, man.
I'm upset about these Tubmans, dog.
I was thinking the Tubmans would actually have more street value than the $20. I think the street value, I think it would fluctuate.
I think you probably could have bought more in the black community with it.
If you went into a black store like, yo, I got a Tubman, and your thing was $25.36, they wouldn't even trip.
Mm-hmm.
Go and keep that fine.
Imagine if you went in there and you was trying to get you a fish plate, and you like was like next door, you had to run and get something too. Like, let me pick up a wave cap and a little brush real quick or something. But you still got to make sure that your fish, you spend a little too much. Mm. they going to make sure if you take that Tubman out, that Tubman going to carry over. See, because that Tubman, with Harriet Tubman being on the front of that, she was going to make sure that your ends was met. This is part of a bigger plan to keep the black man isolated and to have him not be as successful as he possibly can be. Because
we ain't got no Tubmans.
Because we ain't got no damn Tubmans. So what are we going to do now? Like, what we got to, what other trinket are we going to get? I guarantee you Trump going to put his own face on some money before he leave office.
On the $10,000 bill.
I was watching Austin Powers on Netflix. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Netflix. Austin Powers. It is crazy how much he just really is just Dr. Evil. That's all he is. He sounds exactly like him. He is him. Mike Myers had to be watching Donald Trump when he did that. I mean, the racism, the next level racism that Trump is, like, this is like the pettiest. This might be the pettiest thing that's happened yet. Like, this might be the pettiest maneuver of the entire Trump administration.
He said, like, yo, I'm not going to produce none of that. Y'all
but, I mean, should we have expected any different? Like, should we have expected that we going to let, like all these black people win these awards at the Academy Awards, but then we going to put y'all face on some money? No, we're not doing that, too. You can't have both.
You got it. Atlanta won an Emmy for Best TV Show. Y'all good. He's going to try to put himself on a $100,000 bill. Woodrow Wilson is on there. It's only 200 an issue right now. That's the bill he would put himself on, $100,000.
You think he's going to go as far as to replace himself on the Woodrow?
The Woodrow, yeah. It's only 300 Woodrows in the country.
Listen, the Woodrow, we've talked about
this before.
The Woodrow is one of the cornerstone pieces of currency in the entire world. You going to take the black lady off of it and take the Woodrow out of circulation?
I'm cool with the Woodrow going out of commission, though, because he was racist, but I get you saying. The Woodrow will be worth $1.6 million right now. One Woodrow is worth $1.6
million. I just don't want him having any type of shine at all. Like, I don't want to have to, like, look back in 20 years and be like, who is this? I'll be like, listen, I don't want to have to bring this up
maybe
no
put
more.
Him on a $2 bill.
I don't want anything to do with the motherfucker.
But they're not out of circulation for real. They're in circulation, but they're not producing anymore. We just tell him that he's going to be on a $2 bill. He just waits patiently.
Ah, I see what you're doing.
Just waiting
here.
Patiently. Mm-hmm. Because it's never going to come out because they don't want $2 bills in the currency. Because they want, you know, whole numbers.
Okay.
And just, yeah. No, you're going to be in a $2 bill.
Why do you know this?
Just I research dollar bills, man. I do a little currency shit.
Oh, okay. So when you be getting ready for your panhandling on the weekend, you got to know what's...
You got to know what you're seeing, man. You got to know what you're seeing, man.
All right, cool.
You got to know what you're seeing, man. Last topic, man. The Jeffersons and All in the Family were on live. And I saw it. Matt hasn't seen it yet, but it was fucking good, man. It was funny. It was so funny how those scripts hold up in 2019. And it was interesting to see. The only thing I did not like, though, man, is I think that Jamie Foxx did a good job kind of playing off of him. But I think Kevin Hart would have been a better George Jefferson because he's shorter. George Jefferson wasn't a big dude, and he walking up, you know, remember he? And then, but I guess it's depth perception because Woody Harrelson is big too, though. So therefore, it was equal at that point when you had two guys that are at least 5'11", 6 foot next to each other. So I guess it's equilateral there because...
Neither one of them, Carol O'Connor or him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They both were short. Yeah. They was both for short. But Norman Lear, man, like, he was on it, man. Norman Lear is 96 years old.
I know. For him.
And he was sitting, and he was walking regular, like, hanging, like, walking, like, it's all good.
That's the goal of what I'm trying to hit on when I'm.
And do you want me to spoil the Jeffersons? They did something on Jeffersons that's kind of dope that I do kind of want to
talk. Oh, man, I don't care.
Marla Gibbs came back and played herself.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that? Okay. Yeah, yeah. But she came back, and she was like, and she's like 10 years younger than him, and she ain't look as good as Norman Lear was out there, like, I got at least a good 5 to 10 up in me. Like, he was literally solid. Like, he was sitting there laughing. He walking around, he doing stuff. Marla Gibbs is like, I need a chair.
Hey, man, that's hot that they, I mean, that's hot that it's still going on like that, though.
Yeah, so we were talking about what shows could be rebooted now to do a live show with. All the Norman Lear shows, dog. So I'm going to list out the Norman Lear shows. Some people may not know what they all are. We're talking about All in the Family, which they did. Sanford and Son, Maude, which is where you get Dorothy from... Golden Girls. That's she was Maude.
Okay.
Good Times. Y'all know what that is. The Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
We already did that. One Day at a Time. I mean, that's self-explanatory. And then it kind of goes off from there, though. And that's, I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shows.
Okay.
That you could reproduce. That's just Norman Lear shows.
What about some shows that are outside of that umbrella, though? Could you see a new Fresh Prince?
I mean, he did the trailer for. Shout out to my girl, Kira, who's well, in that was, Iowa State. Shout out to Iowa State.
I'm glad you worked that in. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a launch on TV, like on primetime TV.
Like to do a live one, actually. Yeah. Like they did with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be dope, actually, if you did a flip side of me, Will Smith actually be Phil.
Oh, if you put Jaden in there as Will. Is he too...
No, he's too
is he too out there?
He's too gone.
Okay.
Jaden Smith is the first free black man. You got to see something different with him. He's the first free black man. He's only Bran Stark. That's the only character that's ever been created that he could ever be.
Yo,
in general, going for is Bran Stark.
He is Bran Stark. Bran Stark, the greatest panhandler of all time.
Shout out to Bran Stark, who's the king now, who said, I saw this already, though.
He's the greatest panhandler in the history of TV.
It makes sense, though, that he would be the king to me. That's my personal opinion.
I'm not against any outcomes that happen, but I'm just saying, what if he just ran a big Nigerian scheme on the whole Westeros? And he's like, he didn't see none of that shit. He was just sitting in that chair.
And just saying, he was the round raven and all that, they're like... He just hoping that it just worked out.
Yeah. Like he telling.
He could have died for the Night King.
Like he telling Jon Snow crazy shit, having him go out fighting wars and shit.
He's still Ned's bastard son, though, but he think he's actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So everything all fucked. That'd be crazy, though.
Like all of that happened just because Bran said so, and it was like, yo, he be acting weird as hell. Maybe he right.
Maybe because Jaden Smith, he acting weird. He's right. Fresh Prince would be a good one, though. What's Happening, I think, would be good, too.
I can see that.
What's Happening would be good.
New York Undercover.
Well, they already doing it.
But the same people. I'm talking about without the same people.
I think, yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm saying it would be good to remake it with different people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
bring it back.
But have it set in the 90s, though.
Yeah, give me it. No, I want it set now.
I want it set in 96.
We got that already. Them cats ain't that old.
We did. They reset All the Family. They did. That was set in the 70s.
Oh, I know. I'm saying bring this one back to the...
Okay, well, then that's two different questions. Are you saying that it's like redoing it and it's set in the same time period?
Okay, yeah, that is... That's fair. That is a different thing.
Yeah.
Are you
saying a reboot? That's a different thing.
So, can you do a Family Matters?
Nah, man. I think that Urkel thing got waxed poetic out of the motherfucking system. I do think different strokes could work, though.
I don't know,
but
man.
A white kid, though. It's a black family dumping a white
kid. I'm about to say, you get...
No, 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 no. I'm saying it's flipped, though.
I don't know, bro.
That's all they can do is it's flipped.
No, I was like, I don't know, bro.
Uncle Drummond is black.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't.
And they moved to Baldwin Hills. So it's an all-black upscale neighborhood.
Too much complaining.
Oh. I think they could, though, if it was a white family, though.
Okay.
And his black daughter, though. I think they could do it, but you got to flip the races on that one.
Yes, you have to. You absolutely have to.
I don't think they could redo Martin.
No.
That's totally... Living Single, you may be able to do.
That's a totally character-driven show, too. Like
Living Single, you could...
Who would you... There's not even a comedian right now that you would be like, go be Martin.
No. No. Not at all.
It can't happen. Amen.
Yes, amen. You could definitely 227 too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's any apartment, tenement, anywhere. Them women still sitting on the stoop gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that show is one of the realest shows of all time.
Sitting out there, Mary, did you hear about? shout out to the scape of how the spinoff was like serious in the '80s and '90s. People talk about Blackish with the spinoffs they have. Ain't no spinoffs more than off of All in the Family.
Mm-mm.
All in the Family has the most spinoffs off of a period. You know that, right? So the Jeffersons spins off of that. Then the Jeffersons, Florence had a spinoff show for like 2 episodes. Then they messed that up, spin her off into 227. 227 has 2 spinoffs with Jack A with her show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another one with what is the name of the girl? The one that just won an Emmy. She's cute, though.
Just won an Emmy?
Yeah.
Regina King?
Regina King was having a spinoff show going to college they had trying to do with her and Calvin going to college. That's all off of one show that just, and that was into the 90s.
Yeah.
That you were still, like, from a show from 71.
That show did some things, didn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's get one more. Let's get one. Let's pull one out of the docks, though.
Okay. Andy Griffith.
Bonanza with all black people.
Yo. Yo. Bonanza would be crazy.
You know what show wouldn't work now? MASH. That shit would be sad as hell. Yeah. You sitting over in the Middle East.
And people just dying and shit. Yeah. But it's supposed to be comedy, though, and it's a man dying in front of you.
I mean, but I'll stand by what I'd say. Like, even you could bring the same people back and have them do the show again. Like, you don't even have to, like, change the cast. Go ahead, give that In Living Color reunion cracking for me.
Yeah, they tried it already, though.
Just get it going, though. I'm saying, I don't want no tries. I want to get it done.
It's hard, though, man. I get where Keenan was coming from with that. Because it's so fast, what everybody was doing their comedy on here. You can't wait week to week. The week to week is, like, a month now.
I'm just talking about like on Netflix or something.
Yeah, but I'm saying even your topics of what you're doing and you running them out, even with your five shows, by the time you tape and do everything, they're old topics.
That's fine. I mean, we do that all the time right here. If we can figure it out, I'm sure that Keenan and I are waiting. Like
they'll be 2-3 months behind, though.
Nah, man, you don't have to be too. As quick as Hasan Minhaj produces his program, you can do the same.
Standing there doing stand-up. That's different than doing sketch comedy, though.
Listen, man, this shit. Hey, you're going to quit knocking the hustle on Living Color. Happening. It's going to happen.
Saturday Night Live has to do it live every week to just stay current.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need a counter to Saturday Night Live.
You're saying doing a Mad TV almost. Not necessarily Mad TV.
Yeah, don't do that.
But Mad TV was the competitor. Them and Kids in the Hall?
It was like Tab compared to Pepsi, but sure.
Yeah. I mean, and Kids in the Hall, what is Kids in the Hall then? Shasta?
That's RC Cola.
RC Cola? Okay.
There's going to be a lot of white people be real mad at saying that. In Canada, that shit.
I fuck with Kids in the Hall, though.
In Canada, that shit was legendary.
Oh, no, I watched Kids in the Hall, though, too, though. I watched it. It was funny. But it wasn't no Saturday Night Live back then.
Well, no. There's never been Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Let's get some more shows, man. Beverly Hills 90210 work. I know they just redid it or something.
They're bringing it back, yeah. I don't know if they still are now.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer worked too.
What show did they bring back that was like one of those shows?
Charmed.
Yeah, Charmed. That was it.
Yeah, Charmed. They brought back Charmed.
That was it.
It's a couple they can do, man.
Man, you know what we really need, man. Like, HBCUs is having a rise. Bring that different world back, man.
Got a lot of stuff tied up with Bill.
I'm not saying it's got to be the same tie-ins. I'm just saying,
are you
like,
call a different world too?
I'm saying, yes.
But you got to go to jail to holler at Mr. Cosby about that and try to see if he'll sign off with the one eye he got.
Oh shit!
Because he owns all that shit.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, we can't do that.
Unless you're gonna call a world that is different. Actually, that's the way you do it. Shout out to a different world, man.
Speaking of HBCUs, man, I know that
you was talking about the HBCU baseball thing.
So, like, I don't know if people know about that, but, like, they, you know, in an effort to try to raise the awareness of baseball in African-American community, which is a huge place that it should be happening if they need it, there's going to be a HBCU-only World Series each year where they're going to have all the HBCUs come together, play against each other in a World Series. It's just for them to, you know, kind of like the Kings of Black baseball, which would be collegiate baseball, which would be a hot showcase for a lot of these young guys to get them out there, get them opportunities, you know, because scouts ain't exactly living up in HBCU games looking for stuff.
But they go to the College World Series, though. They used to get a spot.
Well, they can, but this is for, like, just in general, just, you know, an opportunity. Like,
but do they still get their spot in the College World
Series? Well, yeah, it's not. It's a completely different thing.
But no, but like, don't, because with the college, their bowl game, they forfeit their entrance into the
Division I would have AA. To read a little deeper
in, yeah, but I was thinking if it's the same thing, because they forfeit their Division One AA entrance for the playoffs.
I would have to look. I would have to look deeper into it. I don't even know if they've gotten that far into it yet. But
it doesn't start till next year.
But the idea of it is dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm glad that they're doing it.
Maybe we should try to get press passes and do something. That'd be kind of dope, huh?
I guess. I don't ever want to do sports beat work again.
No. I'm saying that we just there just covering it, just hanging out.
Yeah. Well, we can. I don't care. I mean,
that'd be kind of fly.
Where's it going to be at?
It's in Chicago.
Yeah, what part of the year? You know, I only go to Chicago during certain parts of the year.
It's coming up.
I can go in May. So I think that was a hot idea. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm all about that. I'm all about different platforms, different ways to, you know, get out and cover that. So I actually got a little baseball business up in Chicago I got to go do, too.
We got breaking news.
For the high school kids.
Southern won't play in the HBCU college baseball's after all.
Why is that?
It says organizers weren't ready. They feel like the organizers weren't ready to do this. The Southern University baseball team won't play in an inaugural HBCU college World Series game Friday after all. So it's tomorrow. The Jaguars sided against the trip to Chicago to play North Carolina A&T when organizers failed to meet terms of a contract signed earlier this week. It was a done deal and they failed to execute. We weren't comfortable going forward with the unanswered questions about the travel and weather situation. We're not going up there looking for uncertainty. We felt Wednesday morning they weren't ready. The game was being organized and promoted by BCSG 360, a nonprofit organization that hosts HBCU events. Okay, it was supposed to be 1 o'clock on Friday at Chicago White Sox Field.
Guaranteed Rate Ballpark, the worst name stadium in all the sports.
Yeah, I thought that was actually like a smaller stadium. When I saw the name of it, I didn't know it was the White Sox. I was like, man, that must be like one of the minor league stadiums up there on low.
That big ass stadium off the highway? No, that is absolutely a Major League Baseball stadium.
US Cellular was way better, even though they're not in business no more.
I mean, the name sounded better than Guaranteed Rate. Guaranteed Rate sucks.
Yeah, and that's when you know you just like, we just taking paper at this point.
Yeah, we're just trying to get better.
The
Ripple Pear Wine Stadium.
The Ripple Pear Wine.
Wait, what? All Ripple right, got man. Enough money to sponsor a fucking stadium?
Make sure you email us.
Hold on, dog. You missing your favorite thing to bring up before we go out the door here. The juice is back, kinda.
Oh, shit. Shout out to OJ that gave his number up.
The ghost of OJ Simpson is back.
What did OJ have? OJ has something to say, though.
I guarantee OJ. Here's my thing. Dude that got the OJ jersey, You know this might not end well for you because you know how OJ feel when they give his shit away.
Oh, he coming for you, though. Let's see. It's Sonorsi Perry. He's got his number. Actually, OJ has not said anything.
OJ's at this point. OJ's just like, you know what? Y'all just want me to die.
Oh, here we go. TMZ. Of course they found OJ somewhere.
Where did they find OJ at? Like,
OJ Simpson ain't mad. The Bills are finally allowing another player to wear his famous 32. Whatever they do is fine with me. Let's see. I'm trying to see where they caught him at. Let's see. No, they didn't say where they caught him at. Maybe this.
Caught him. Don't say that about OJ.
Yeah, shout out to OJ, man.
The 27-year-old, this isn't like a rookie. This is some dude just...
The dude said he didn't know it was available. He said, I just took it.
How is OJ's jersey not retired?
It is. They put it back in circulation.
Oh, shit. They took it down? Oh.
They put it back in circulation. He even said, I thought it was retired. They put it back in circulation recently. Oh. But nobody else had the balls to fucking do it.
Oh.
So, Sonorsi, man, like, you on the clock.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a domestic dispute with you and your lady.
Candyman coming to see you soon, brother.
Oh, let's see who his lady is.
He gonna go into the locker one day looking at OJ gonna be standing in that locker wearing that jersey with a hook on his hand.
Sonorsi Perry. Oh, he's too old for this shit.
He's 27.
He went to Louisville. He ain't got no leg. Let's see. Let me see who he gonna be beating on in a minute. No disrespect to you, Sonorsi girlfriend.
It ain't gonna be about him. He's coming for Sonorsi.
Right, but I'm just saying. No, I'm saying. But I think the omen of the jersey will get you.
Oh, like he's gonna. Oh no,
you saw the omen got
So wait a minute,
Sean McCoy, and he got off. It was just close enough.
Wait a minute, are you saying he's gonna inherit the spirit of the juice?
You better know. You damn right.
He gonna have to be in the remake of Naked Gun first. There's a long path towards the madness. He's going to have to be in some budget rental car. Is budget rental car still out there?
Yeah, it's still out there.
I haven't used it. You use budget?
No, I use Hertz.
Oh, okay. Who used to advertise for Hertz?
The juice.
I thought he was budget.
No, it's the juice.
Oh, shit.
The juice. The juice. Remember the juice was in the
Sanorsi
gonna be jumping over the car.
Sanorsi, I thought that was budget. Sanorsi gonna be watching that footage.
With
oh, he gonna be watching that footage, and then it's gonna end up like The Ring. He gonna be watching that old footage of the juice, and juice gonna come out the TV for his ass.
I think he should go after like budget or somebody like that. Like, yo, I'm just gonna get this money.
I wouldn't wear OJ's jersey.
And I would wear his jersey.
I wouldn't.
I would wear it in the thing in the commercial.
You a disrespectful type of cat though, to like go to Chicago and be like, hey, can I get 23? They'd be like, nah, that's out of circulation.
I'd be like, no, I didn't know. He didn't know it was in circulation. I'd be like, the juice got me loose.
Oh, no. No.
I'd be like, the juice got me loose.
The full power of the fuckery gauntlet about to get let go on him, dog.
Juice only said, yeah, whatever. He ain't, we don't know. We ain't
heard when he get to the stadium and AC Collins and Marcus Allen sitting up there waiting on him.
With white women in the car.
Oh, God.
You know the white women ready to drive them away. They love white women. Thank y'all for listening. Email us straight, olc@gmail.com.
Protect your goddamn neck, son. OJ is coming for you. He's coming.
You can send us voicemails through that. You can send us voicemails through, or you can go to the voicemail line that is in the show notes, as always. We appreciate y'all, as always. Peace.